Many people are afraid of bats, needlessly. But Patricia Winters, known locally as the Bat Lady, says we should be more fearful about what is happening to bats.
Bats are the canary in the coal mine. They're telling us something's wrong. They look just like they do now 60 million years ago. They haven't had to change. They're one of the most successful orders of mammals on the planet, and they are the second largest order of mammal. And suddenly, we're getting these huge worldwide drops in their populations.
One significant and mysterious factor in this decline is a sharp fall-off in birth rates.
Bats live a long time. The record for a little 8-gram bat is 41 years. But they reproduce very slowly. Most bats have only one baby a year. When you wipe out a colony, it's not coming back. And we are finding this all throughout. Two bat biologists who are studying bats in Northern California saw something really alarming. Only 50% of bats reproduced last year. This is not normal.
Another reason for the shrinking bat populations, Winters says, is the disappearance of their traditional habitat.
Our bats here evolved to live in damaged trees, old growth, trees with hollows, trees with cavities. And as you know, we've cut almost all of those trees down now. And this leaves a huge problem for the bats, who have now no place to live except in people's attics, which unfortunately look a lot like big hollow trees, but they're in a great deal of danger there.
By now, you may be wondering why you should be concerned about declining bat populations. One reason is their taste for mosquitoes, which Winters saw demonstrated dramatically while giving a presentation last summer at the Topolos Vineyard near Forestville.
And everybody was swatting themselves. We had to wait about 20 minutes at dusk for the bats to come out. About 800 bats live in those fake towers at Topolos. And suddenly the bats poured out like a waterfall. They made one pass over us, and there wasn't a single mosquito left. So when a bat flies by you at night, you're actually seeing your best friend, the little flying vacuum cleaners.
In addition to their voracious consumption of mosquitoes, Winters says, another reason is their supporting role in agriculture.
Almost every insect a bat eats is a crop pest that hurts our food supply. Just playing a tape recording of a bat's hunting call over a field will make half of the insects in that field leave immediately. Bats are very good hunters, and insects know this.
That's a big reason why farmers in California's Central Valley have put pressure on Caltrans to create new bat habitats in bridges.
Over 1,000 bridges in California now have bat habitat built right in. The Yellow Causeway Bat Habitat Restoration Project, that part of the freeway you drive over as you go into Old Town Sacramento, now has 250,000 bats in it. The new Franklin exit off the I-5 highway has enough room for 2 million bats potentially to move in.
That's something that Winters would like to see spread to the North Bay, too.
We have a lot of farms here, and the more bat habitat we put up, the more it's going to draw bats out of people's houses where they're in danger and get them out to a safer area.
Meanwhile, individual bat habitat boxes can be built and deployed, as the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation has done in the Laguna. Winters says that's a start.
This would be a big help toward getting our bat colonies reestablished again. But along with this, we have to learn to quit using pesticides.
To learn more about bat boxes and the critters themselves, you can go online to californiabats.com. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.